Hello.
Yes, hello. Leela available?
Yes, this is she.
All right, this is Aaron Jenkins from Family First Home Care. How you doing?
Okay, good. And how are you?
Good, good. You are the caregiver for Miss Yolanda, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'm calling because I was looking over her file. I see that her services started recently with us on the third earlier, last Friday. Looks like that you're the only caregiver, and she has, what, 60 hours a week? That's about right?
Yes.
Okay. Is her address still 1438 North Redfield Street?
Yes.
Okay. I have to get what's called her client service agreement signed. It's just a document that has your schedule and duties as the caregiver. Also counts as a wellness check, which is me just seeing her face-to-face in the home, ensuring her safety, something that the insurance companies make us do once a year. Will you guys be available on Monday between, 10 to 12 for me to come by and get that signed?
Absolutely.
Okay. That's perfect. The visit isn't long. It's literally I'm in and out unless you have any questions, which you perfectly can. That's not a problem. But if no questions about services or Medicaid or anything that the service coordinator has not informed you guys, I'm literally in and out. Okay.
Okay. Okay. All right. Not a problem. So when the when her family member come back, I will let them know as well that you guys will be coming at 10.
Yeah, in between 10 and 12. I have some stuff in the morning. Yeah, but I'll give you a call at least 15, 20 minutes prior to my arrival. The insurance companies actually prefer us to do pop-ups, but I'm like, people got too much stuff going on. She could have appointments and whatnot. So
yeah, and she likes to go outside, so sometimes I take her outside. So, you know, yes.
Yeah, so I like to give my folks a heads up.
Okay, yes, I appreciate that.
Not a problem. So that's the 13th in between 10 and 12. You'll hear from me in the morning, and I'll see you then.
Okay. In the meantime, because the service address is wrong, you know the clockings keep coming up incorrect. So do you want me to do the electronic timesheets or just keep doing a clock in and out?
So the ad, because, yeah, it wasn't, I looked on my spreadsheet. There was a different address before. So was she somewhere before that?
Oh, I'm not sure. I'm just coming on.
Okay. So it's 14. All right. So I got 1438 North Redfield. Is that her actual address?
Yes. That's where the service. Yes.
All right. So it's updated now at HHA Exchange. So you should be able to clock in.
Okay. Oh, it just did it because it was this morning. You didn't see it.
Okay. So, yeah, they must have did it recently because, I'm looking at I actually had a different address on my spreadsheet than what was in the system, and I had to change. Because I had her 19139 zip code before.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and now I have her in 19151.
Yes.
Okay. All right, cool. So, yeah, it's updated in HHA Exchange. So
okay,
you should be
good. So now, but because of the prior 2 days, do I have to do the electronic timesheet?
Let me see. Let me look at the clock in for this.
So it would be the 8th and the 9th.
Let me see what I have here. Yeah, most likely the 8th I have you clocked in. I have you at 8:01 and then clocking out at 6:01 on the I have you on Thursday o'clock. I don't have today's clock in, but I have the 8th and the 9th in there in HHA.
Oh, okay. Oh, good. Okay.
Yes, I have you at 8:04 and then clocking out at 6:04. I'll see this though. Monday when I come out, prior to me coming out or before 12 o'clock, the air coordinator for Ms. Quarterman is Valeria Cardona. Just follow up with her on Monday to make sure that everything is fine because payroll goes in Monday at noon.
Because
You have today and tomorrow. So I would say Monday, just contact her and make sure she has your clock ins correct for today and tomorrow.
Okay, I'll do that.
All right, well, I appreciate you. I will see you on Monday.
All right, I will see you. Have a good weekend.
You too. Thank you.